At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the fourth free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, I'm hearing from the Orlando Magic fan base. Not a big fan base, but I'm hearing from them because my Golden State Warriors lost to Orlando last night. The team that I think is coming out of the West lost to the Orlando Magic. Congratulations, Orlando. Congratulations on a big win. In fact, here is Draymond Green, the Golden State Warriors, on not beating the Magic.
No disrespect to Orlando Magic, but that's one of the worst teams in the league. And we can't match that with them. So if you can't match that with them, you're definitely not going to do it against a great team. And so I wouldn't necessarily say it's concern, but that's what's happening. And I don't doubt that we can fix it, but if we're going to win some games, it got to be fixed.
Okay, I would have asked Draymond, tell me which players you're talking about here. Let's get specific here. I got the roster. Let me run down here. Let's just start, you know, how about a check mark by all of these guys? Clay, how did he play? Steph, how about you? All of those things. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Update the poll results there, and we'll check in with the Pelicans.
We went with Dan. If the NFL draft was today, which quarterback are you drafting first? 70%, very much a recency bias with Malik Willis.
Malik Willis, yeah, and his hands are bigger than Kenny Pickett, so obviously you're going to take him.
Sources close to me say Kenny Pickett falling? Question mark.
No, I like that people think Kenny Pickett's hands got bigger. Now they measured wider, bigger, but it's not like. Imagine congratulating the Pitt quarterback. Hey, congratulations on your hands getting bigger. I guess that he just made them bigger because you do stretches. And he measured better. But they're not bigger. It's not like, wow, okay, now we're taking you in the first round. Your hand's a little bit bigger. Yeah, Paulie.
Also, if you look at all the Malik Willis draft profiles, they all have the word project on them. Yeah. The last guy with this many projects on his draft profile, if I look back, and you know who I'm talking about. Mahomes, if you look back at the negatives draft profiles, they all say project. Year one, he may have to watch and learn the pro system because it doesn't match Texas Tech.
Well, also, and I remember the scouting report. It was like, tries to be Brett Favre, risk taker. And I always wonder, like, when you watched him play, it felt like he was the best player on the field, and he was the quarterback who played the position for both teams in the backyard. He was that good. They didn't win, but he was so much fun to watch. But, you know, when you're losing 48-47, I'm not going to put too much on the quarterback there. Maybe defense, coaching, but you watched Mahomes, and I thought, okay, he does have a degree of difficulty that he loves that, but he could play. Well, look, they were nitpicking on Deshaun Watson. He did everything you want a quarterback to do in college, and then you're like, why isn't Chicago taking him? I mean, this is where you get paralyzed. You know, paralysis by analysis, as they say, because you think about it too much. It's like people saying, you know, Zion Williamson a bust. I went, how can he be a bust? Got a busted up foot, but he's not a bust. Will Guillory covers the Pelicans for The Athletic, kind enough to join us this morning. Thank you, Will. How's the video going over of Zion's dunk within the Pelicans organization?
My Twitter has certainly been noisy, that's for sure. It's a lot going on. People are very excited. They got conspiracy theories going. It's just a normal day in Zion Williamson land, that's for sure.
Okay. Now, I thought maybe he's just saying, I want to play. I can play. Because this can't be part of his rehab, Will, where they said, hey, we want you to do a Vince Carter dunk. It's, you know, shooting jumpers, maybe running around a little bit, maybe some drills there. But is there a different message being sent or delivered that the Pelicans maybe are going to shut him down, where it felt like Zion was saying, I can play. I want to play?
Yeah, I mean, when Zion came back to New Orleans, I think his intention was to at least prove, or at least try to prove, that he can play this season. And you can understand from the Pelicans' perspective where they will want to slow play him, because there's been several setbacks this season when they've tried to ramp him up and get him closer to playing. He's got gone as far as doing 3-on-3, 4-on-4 in practice, and then the soreness in the foot started kicking in, so they had to slow him down. So once he comes back from Portland, you can understand why they wouldn't say, hey, we're just going to throw you in 3-on-3 games and see how you do. So they've tried to limit his activity in practice. The only thing I've seen him do, you know, in media availability after practice, is standstill shooting and dribbling drills on his own. So I don't think there's been any, you know, part of the drill where you throw the ball off the backboard and put it between your legs and dunk it. I don't think that's part of the rehab program, but the guy's obviously gifted. I think he wants to show that he can still play this season, but I think when you just look at the calendar, there just isn't that much time left for them to get him into practices, get him into physical contact. So I can understand where both sides are coming from. If you're a player, you want to play. But if you're the organization, you want to protect your asset.
Do you think Zion Williamson is a Pelican in 3 years?
I think so. I think they're going to try to find a way to get that deal done this summer. And once those guys sign those contracts, you know, after the rookie deal, assuming it's somewhere close to a max contract, it's usually around year 4 where, you know, the grumbling start to happen, especially a guy that young. I don't see them trading him year 2 into a 5-year contract.
But does he want to be there, crazy. Will? Does he want to? Can I go back to the draft? You know, just seemed like he was disappointed. The lottery.
I think the biggest thing for Z is, are they going to win? And I think the if you look at that team last year and what they were doing with Stan Van Gundy as head coach, Eric Bledsoe and Steven Adams in the starting lineup, it just wasn't working. The vibe in the locker room was really bad. And I think now with Willie Green coming in, CJ McCollum, the newest addition, Brandon Ingram emerging into a potential all-star, I think you see this thing moving in a much better direction. The feel around the team is much better. I think they're in a much better position to win once Zion Williamson is back. So I think if he's back and they're winning games, I think you're going to see him much happier. But as long as they're losing and he's not playing, it's understandable why he wouldn't be happy with what's going on. But I think they're going to be in a much better position next year once he's healthy and they can finally put all those guys on the court together.
What is his status? There's 10 games left. Do we see Zion Williamson at all the rest of this regular season?
I mean, I find it hard to believe, just like I said, there just isn't much time left. They don't even have that many practices left to even get him, you know, ramped up. Like I said, as of right now, the only thing he's allowed to do at practices is stand still shooting and dribbling drills. So that's, you know, not any contact. There's not any running, not any 5-on-5. You would assume before they put him in an actual NBA game, they would want to get him into some 5-on-5 activity, right? So I think there just isn't that much time to do that. So I would be highly surprised if he plays again this season. But I think they're going to try to continue to progress him and see what he looks like, because they want to sign him to a new deal this summer. There's no question about that. They want to feel comfortable about giving him all that money. But I think throwing him in the game, you know, with this little time left on the calendar without that much practice time, I think I'd be a little bit reckless.
Will, good to talk to you, and gives you something to write about, something a little bit different there with Zion Williamson. But thanks for joining us.
I appreciate you having me on, Dan. There's always something going on. That's for sure.
Yes, it is. Will Guillory, he covers the Pelicans for The Athletic. I go back, and I know it always goes back to Michael Jordan. This is apples and oranges. I just want to give you context that when Jordan came back from a broken foot, he had 11 games left in the regular season. And the Bulls, I don't think, wanted him to come back, and Jordan was not having any of that. He was playing. And he ended up going to Carolina, practicing there, came back, and then had that unbelievable playoff performance against the Celtics. What's Zion got? 10 games left? Can he come back? Should he come back is really the question. Yes, he.
The problem with the video is that, you know, Zion has had a recovery process full of setbacks, and he's not out of the woods yet. And so if there's should, God forbid, there should happen to be another setback somewhere between now and the start of next season, and that video is still out there, man, is that just bad optics.
First two seasons in the NBA, Michael Jordan missed 62 games due to injury. Zion Williamson, first two seasons, has missed 69 games due to injury. You can tack on probably 10 more and be 79 by the end of the regular season. I gotta slow play this. As much as I'd love him to be back there for the playoffs, how about we just work on conditioning? We work on strengthening that foot, making sure it's healed, and then we're ready to go next season. Because I'd hate to have another setback. Certainly, when you break a bone in your foot, and for a guy who makes his living attacking the rim, you're just asking for more trouble. Yeah, Paul.
I got something that'll help with ratings. Let's say the Pelicans face the Lakers in the one-game playoff. Zion just shows up for warm-ups and does some dunks to get the crowd all fired up. Mm. I'll tune into that.
Yeah, but if he shows up for just the warm-ups and dunking, then he's going to have that temptation that you're just going to, why don't you, all right, you can play it a little bit. You know, he'll be on a load management, minutes restriction there. But no, you can't. I can't do that. Cody in North Carolina. Hi, Cody. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I had a would you rather for Todd there. During the break.
Okay.
During the break, Joe had to cut in with the Aerosmith and Gordon Ramsay thing. And I just want to know if Todd would rather Gordon Ramsay critique his cooking or Simon Cowell critique his singing.
Hmm. Well, Todd can't cook, and he doesn't think he could cook. But he thinks he can sing.
Why? Because I close my eyes and I make those faces when I'm trying to sing?
Yeah, you sing all the time. But Simon Cowell, you would welcome Simon Cowell.
Absolutely. He'd do one of those absolutely dreadful.
Yes.
Are you kidding me?
No. I think it'd be good.
Are you for real? Do you really think you're going to? Is this some kind of joke?
But you would probably want Lionel Richie maybe to do it?
Yeah, that would work nicely. I like Lionel Richie.
Yeah.
Let the music play all day, all day. All night long.
What do you have, Paulie?
I have some breaking NFL news. Do you want to guess what it is? We did this a few weeks ago.
Okay. All right. Breaking news.
This appears to be from Ian Rappaport of NFL Network.
All right.
Another blockbuster coming, despite a high offer from blank team that would make this player one of the highest paid receivers. This player's agent has asked for and received permission to seek a trade, sources tell Tom Pelissero and Ian Rappaport.
Okay.
It is a high-end NFL wide receiver.
All right.
Pretty shocking.
All right. Well, can't be more shocking than Davante Adams.
It's close.
Okay. Mike Evans.
Tighter, bigger, entrenched with the team he's in and the quarterback he plays with.
What's Cooper Kupp's situation? How about Cooper Kupp?
More entrenched.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Tyreek Hill has received permission to seek a trade from the Chiefs, according to Ian Rapoport and Tom Pelissero.
Wait, is this just because they brought in Juju Smith-Schuster?
Here's what they're offering. Despite an offer from the Chiefs that would make Tyreek Hill one of the highest paid receivers in history, extension talks have stalled, and Kansas City has now given Hill's agent permission to seek a trade.
Wow.
That was 5 minutes ago.
Okay.
According to Tom Pelissero, multiple teams have already engaged in trade talks on Tyreek Hill, and the expectations is the Chiefs would get a massive haul from the NFL's most dynamic receivers.
Dang.
Who would also get a monster extension if he was traded to another team.
Yes, Eden.
30 seconds ago, Adam Schefter had two teams who were in serious talks to trade. Do you want to guess?
Green Bay.
No.
Buccaneers.
No.
Colts.
Neither one of them are even sniffing the Super Bowl.
Jacksonville.
Bears.
Jacksonville, you got the right state on one of them.
Dolphins?
Yes.
Wow.
The Dolphins and the New York Jets. Serious talks.
I think I would stay in Kansas City.
I'll take less money.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I might go to Miami. Yeah. I mean, you got Jalen Waddle there. I just don't know if you got a great quarterback there. Wow. That's big. Tyreek Hill. You know, that's where you go, well, Patrick Mahomes would never let him leave. You know, Devontae Adams, Aaron Rodgers would never let him leave. Loyalty is money. I mean, that's what it comes down to. Yeah, Paulie.
Tyreek Hill didn't get paid much his first few years. A couple years ago, he signed a three-year deal with the Chiefs. In 2020, he made $16 million. In 2021, he made $13 million. Mm. So he's gotten really nice money, but he has 1 year left on his contract at $20 million. But he wants his money now.
Well, they're looking at what Devontae Adams got. They're probably saying, why shouldn't I get that? Dang. That is, the NFL, the gift that keeps on giving. How old is Tyreek Hill?
Just turned 28.
All right. Boy, you could get him for a good four-year window there. You know, even when he slows down, he's still going to be faster than everybody else in the NFL, it feels like. Like, man, he's lost a step, but he's still two steps faster than everybody else. By the way, Tyreek Hill, I believe, is a year younger than Devontae Adams.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, it never stops, right? Let's take a break. We'll talk some more football when we come back. 16 after the hour here on the Dan Patrick Show. Just went out to make sure everybody had their wardrobe, what they wore today. Link Soul got it on today. Marvin had it on. Then he took it off to show his Pie Slamma Jamma. But, you know, there's an occasion for Link Soul, whether it's hat, hoodie, shorts, pants, on the golf course, off the golf course, in and out of the ocean. You can dress it up, dress it down. They have something for everybody here. Bubba Watson, he wears Link Soul, two-time Masters champ. Also, Alex Smith, he's an ambassador of Link Soul. And Link Soul, they have so many different products there that when you go to the website, linksoul.com, and then just browse through it. And they were kind enough to give us a $500 gift card for the person who wins our bracket challenge. And, you know, we appreciated that gesture from them. So it's a great feel, great lifestyle that they've created. And family operated company in Oceanside, California, founded by the John Ashworth, the guy who changed golf fashion forever. This is his latest brand. LinkSoul.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
If you do the quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your products or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep, which is obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So reduce your cost. Reduce the headaches. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math and see how you'll profit with NetSuite. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial, management, inventory, HR onto one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud, so there's no hardware required, and you can access from anywhere. So you cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes onto one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Right now, backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. So head to netsuite.com/Patrick. netsuite.com/Patrick.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be my name. That's my game.
Dodger skipper Dave Roberts going to join us on the program tomorrow. Michigan head coach Juwan Howard set to join us as well. This program brought to you by Mercedes-Benz. Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready-for-anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. The 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA, member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more at mbusa.com. In case you're just joining us, Kansas City Chiefs have given Tyreek Hill permission to seek a trade. He's got 1 year left, a contract that would pay him $20 million. The Jets and the Miami Dolphins are the two teams that Adam Schefter said are in the mix here. If I'm the Jets, would I give up the 10th pick overall for Tyreek Hill? I would think so. Philadelphia's got draft picks, a few of them. Yeah, Paulie.
I don't know if I'm the Chiefs, this seems like a pretty good system they got going over there with those three guys. The tight end, the wide receiver, and the quarterback.
Yeah.
I'm paying, I think.
Well, but they're saying he can seek a trade. And then
that's what's shocking. I don't think I could let him go at 27, 28 years old.
Yeah, but you're going to have to pay him probably $8 million more. And he's going to want $28 million. He's going to want Devontae Adams money. Because he's going to think he's every bit as good as Devontae Adams. But I want to see how he is with somebody else. Because in that Kansas City offense, Andy Reid, you got Mahomes, you got a Hall of Fame tight end. I mean, go play with Zach Wilson for a couple of years. But if I'm the Jets, I'd give up the 10th pick overall for Tyreek. I'd certainly do that. Yeah, Seton.
Tom Pelissero just had a really interesting note about how many moves there have been this offseason with Pro Bowl selections.
Yeah.
There's been, it's so far, there's eight players with, I think, a total of 33 Pro Bowl selections. Tyreek Hill would make it nine, make it up to 39. It's crazy.
Jordan Schultz joining us, an insider with the NBA and NFL, broken a couple of stories here as of late, joins us on the program. Let me start with that. Tyreek Hill, maybe on the move. What do you think?
DP, can you believe this offseason? So the key thing for me is, you know, they have tried to find a number for him and have not been able to get there. So the fact that they're at this point tells you that it's probably pretty close. They have reached out to a ton of teams. Miami and Kansas City are the two that are most likely. But to your point, Dan, he wants Devontae Adams' money. He thinks he's the best receiver in the league. He's been on my show. He's basically said as much. The problem is Kansas City doesn't have a tremendous amount of cap space, and they believe, Brett Veach, the GM, does, that they can win whoever it is because they have Patrick Mahomes. The keynote here is Marvin Allen, who's the assistant GM who reports directly to Chris Greer in Miami, was the assistant GM with Kansas City and director of scouting when they drafted Tyreek Hill. So there's a history there. Obviously, the thought with Miami is if you compare Hill with Waddle, you've added a big-time offensive lineman in Teron Armstead. Suddenly, even to your point about Tua, maybe there's some magic there.
Can the Chiefs still keep him?
They can still keep him if they'll come up, but I just don't see them coming up. Even if it's a compromise of somewhere in the middle, 25, I don't know if that's going to get it done. They've asked – I just got a text. They've asked for at least two number ones. So you talked about that number 10 pick from the Jets. That's not going to do it. Okay. That's a tremendous amount to give up for a wide receiver. And to me, as great as Tyreek Hill is, to give up two number ones and potentially more, I don't know if that's the right move.
What's the market for Baker Mayfield?
It's not as good as Jimmy Garoppolo, you know, which surprised me because Garoppolo's coming off the shoulder surgery. But to me, Baker Mayfield, I guess people think number one pick, Heisman Trophy winner. He played hurt. There's still some upside there. So there is a market for him. The problem for him in Cleveland is there's just not a lot of teams left that need a quarterback. We've heard Seattle. I know they've talked to Cleveland. I don't think anything's gotten really serious. They still have Drew Locke, and they still have a free agent in Geno Smith. To me, Baker Mayfield right now has played his last down with Cleveland, but I'm just not so sure the Browns are in any specific hurry to actually make a move because they know the market for him is not significant, and they've waited, right? They wanted to make sure they had a quarterback. They got their quarterback in Deshaun Watson. They signed Jacoby Brissett, but now it's like, okay, do we make a move just to make a move? Or if I'm in the GM, do I just want to be a little bit patient and see what I can get?
The pro days, everybody has a great pro day. Malik Willis yesterday had a great pro day. I don't know if these things mean anything, though. You know, when you're – I love the personality that Malik Willis showed on his pro day, Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay? But, you know, everybody rolls left and throws right 60 yards. That's the thing. Yeah. That's the new thing you have to do. Pro days don't mean anything to me. I want to know what you do in an actual game. So – it feels like there's a lot of love, maybe too much love for Malik Willis. What team makes sense for him?
Well, him and Kenny Pickett have both jumped up considerably. Pickett's game film is better. He had 41 touchdowns. He won the Johnny Unitas Award. I asked about Willis, who struggled against Mississippi State this year because he was at Liberty. I asked a couple people, you know, does that hurt his stock? And the answer was no. And I said, why not? They said, well, look who's around him. He's not in a great program. He didn't have time to throw. He doesn't have a tremendous amount of talent around him. But he had a great pro day because he made that same throw that Zach Wilson and Trevor Lawrence did where they're rolling out right and then they come back left and they throw 60 yards off platform. Now, I'm not a quarterback guru like Carson Palmer, who's terrific, and I know he's on your show a lot. But I asked, does that matter? And guys said, yeah, because you see that, and you're like, oh, what can I do with that? All these teams believe they can make Malik Willis into a great quarterback. Same with Kenny Pickett. I asked an NFC assistant GM about Pickett, and he said the same thing, which is he's a really good athlete. He doesn't have the same arm as Malik, but he's probably more ready right now. I think both of those guys are in the top 10 right now. Pittsburgh, I know, loves both. They're not going to be able to get those guys in the early 20s, so they would have to move up.
You think both go in the top 10?
Yes, I do. I think Malik Willis can go as high as 2, and I don't think Pickett gets outside the top 10. That's what an NFC assistant GM told me a couple days ago.
You could see the Lions going all in?
Yes, yeah. The Lions have their stopgap in Jared Goff, but they're paying him a lot. He's not the future. I think the Lions, you know, they drafted Penei Sewell last year, and they need a quarterback. I think, you know, Pittsburgh could move up. The only thing I'll say is this. Then you start to think about, oh, Matt Corral and some of these other guys, Carson Strong, could you wait because there's not that much of a difference? All it takes is one team to move up and love you. And as you know, teams get crazy around the draft quarterbacks.
We're talking to Jordan Schultz, the Shorts Report, NFL NBA insider, also co-host of Pull Up Podcast with CJ McCollum. When's the last time you talked to CJ, and have you brought up the Zion Williamson dunk?
Yes, I have. We talked 2 days ago. You know, CJ's from Cleveland, from Canton. He's a big Browns fan. So I wanted to gauge his reaction. I think he believes, as do many, that the Browns are Super Bowl contenders now, at least if Deshaun plays. So I know he's happy about Cleveland. I've asked him about Zion because, remember, when he got traded there, you know, he told me I was involved in the process, Dan, with New Orleans. I knew they liked me. I knew David Griffin was interested. It was time to move on. He immediately talked to Brandon Ingram, but he did not hear from Zion Williamson. And I asked him, did that bother you? Because Zion's supposed to be the face of the franchise. And he said, no, we eventually hashed it out. I did not ask him about the dunk. You're talking about like the 360 or whatever he went between his legs?
Yeah.
I didn't ask him about that, but I did say, what's your gauge on Zion? He said he's a really good kid. People forget he's 21, 22 years old. And he's been the number one player in the country since he's 15 years old. And there's something to be said about that. I don't, just on the big picture here, I don't know if Zion Williamson's going to ever play for the Pelicans again. He's played 85 games in his career. If you don't trade him this summer, Dan, what are you going to get for him long term? And if you don't believe he's going to stay healthy, what are we talking about here?
You think that Zion has played his last game in New Orleans?
I think there's a very good chance he will not be back and they will trade him this summer, or at least strongly explore trades, yes.
What could you get for Zion Williamson?
You can get right now a lottery pick, no question about it. You drafted a number one. Do you get that back? Absolutely not. He's still very young. He averaged 27 points a game last year. He was terrific. You remember he was shooting threes and he was passing and you thought, okay, I can see it. You can still get a lottery pick for him. But if you're in New Orleans and you're trying to build, you have Herb Jones, who's a good young player. You have CJ. You have Brandon Ingram. You need one more piece, but he's got to be available, and Zion has not been available.
Okay, but is this because you don't think you can sign him or that he's damaged goods?
The latter. Because he has significant weight problems. We've seen the reports. Oh, he's over 300 pounds. He's 290. Oh, he's back to 310. You've seen the pictures. He hasn't been around the team this year either. And from what I've heard, he's a really good kid. But he's been in Portland working out and trying to rehab. I've heard great things. He's been in it. He's finally back in New Orleans now. You know, maybe he can play early next season. But the bottom line is, you cannot extend him if you're in New Orleans, given that he's basically played one season in almost three. You just can't do it at this point.
Great stuff, Jordan. Great to connect with you again. Thanks for joining us.
Dan, it's my pleasure, and I owe you a beer because we bet in the Super Bowl, and I lost.
Yeah, well, I felt bad for you because I love the Bengals, but I said the Bengals aren't winning the Super Bowl. And you being
right, I was wrong.
Yeah, well, you're an NFL insider, right?
I try to be, and I also want to say go Flyers. My mom's from Lima, Ohio.
All right. Well, thank you, Jordan. Thanks for joining
us. Brother.
Jordan Schultz, the Shorts Schultz Report, also co-host of Pull Up Podcast with CJ McCollum, also host of Game Plan on Kevin Durant's Boardroom. Jordan's got a lot of great connections there. Yeah, Paulie.
That's kind of saucy. I didn't factor that in. If the Pelicans were considering trading Zion Williamson, they could not play him the last 10 games of the season.
Yeah, I know. I don't know.
Never factored that in.
It just feels like there's something in play. Something. I don't know. Feels like there's a disconnect there somewhere. But I felt that since, you know, the disappointment on his face when he thought he was going to New York. And then you realize you're not going. You're going to New Orleans. Yeah, Paul.
It feels like the Knicks are going to be fleeced in this trade, doesn't it? And the Knicks have been, and their Knicks fans have been wanting Zion Williamson since they lost out in the draft.
Yep.
That's a first call I'd make.
By the way, did you know that somebody during the NCAA tournament got a name, image, and likeness deal? Do you guys know who this person is?
I can't remember his name. The kid from St. Pete's?
Nope. Nope. This person is on the floor occasionally, but doesn't play.
Is it a mascot of some sort?
Close. Indiana cheerleader Cassidy Cerny. She went viral for getting the basketball down. Remember, it was stuck on top of the basket? She struck a deal with a t-shirt company to produce shirts revolving around that moment. So the name, image, and likeness deal extends to a cheerleader, Cassidy Cerny, Indiana cheerleader. Yeah, Paul.
I got a problem with that. That's the only name in the story, Cassidy.
Yeah.
What about the dude who picked her up?
I know.
My guess is she doesn't get up there without it's a two-man job.
I know.
Two-person job.
How about the person who was at Gonzaga?
Yeah.
He suggested that she get on this guy's shoulder to get the basketball down.
But the lifting dude's got to be mad.
I would think so. I would think that he should get, something out of that. Yes, Todd?
If you're hurt, do you do something generous and split the money two ways, three
would
ways?
Would you?
I probably would not.
Okay.
Thank
you, Todd.
I think maybe I'd take them out for lunch, like at Arby's or something. Curly fries on
Matt
there.
In North Carolina. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Hey, Dan. First-time caller, 6'2", 195. I was just curious. You were talking about the footage design. There's no footage to hit soft workouts or whatever he's doing, but if you had to take a guess on how many tries it took him to do that dunk, I say three, and there's really no logic behind it, but I would hope after the third time, if he didn't get it, he'd chill out a little bit. And is there a way to find out? Because someone filmed it.
Yeah, I think that I hope it was a one and done for him. I don't know if the team's investigating it, but I would. I'd be like, how many times are you trying that dunk there? Let's see. Eric in Chicago. Hi, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. First-time caller. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah.
Wanted to talk about the Tyreek Hill Kansas City situation.
All right.
And get your opinion. So do you think that has more to do with the loyalty aspect of the Rodgers and Adams, Mahomes and Hill, or is it more into consideration the big payday that Christian Kirk got from Jacksonville, a guy with under 3,000 career receiving yards?
Yeah, I would follow the money there, Eric, and thanks for the phone call. But understand, Jacksonville overpaid for everybody in free agency because they had to. And maybe the Raiders overpaid with Devontae Adams, but they had to get him out of Green Bay. Is somebody willing to overpay to get Tyreek Hill to the Jets or the Dolphins? We're going to find out here soon, it feels like. Tristan in California. Hi, Tristan.
First time, long time. 5'9 and a semi-hard 155.
Hard.
Got a quick limerick for Todd and then a Walter Payton story for Polly.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah. So first, I'm going to say I'm a therapist. I don't want to get in Todd's head, but let's be honest. It's way too late for that, right?
Yes, it is. Yes.
All right. Here we go. Fritzy tries to be a DP show hero, yet some hours the guest number zero. He thinks walk rhymes with pork. He's a lovable dork. Thank you, Todd, but you're no Scott Shapiro.
Wow.
That has a lot of impact, a lot in there.
That's and you're a therapist, Tristan?
Yeah, work with some kids, so your show is a good one to take the stress away. So love you guys.
Bloop, bloop. Do you want to answer any or analyze anything with Todd? Like if you were going to have Todd come in?
I listened to you guys for many, many hours and I thought about that a lot and I'm stumped, man. I think I do pretty good work generally, but I'm kind of lost on this one.
Wait, we stumped you on Todd?
I think so. I mean, he's like nobody else I've ever worked with, so I'll give it a shot.
If you were asking him one question as a therapist, what would be the overriding question?
I'm more curious about his relationship with his wife and how that works. Because, like you said, we've seen him pushing the broom like my 2-year-old tries and things like that. So I just said be a fly on the wall during that scenario would be pretty awesome.
Tristan, Todd would be more than happy to talk to you about his wife and his relationship.
I share a little too much.
Way too much. And his mother, by the way. Thank you, Tristan. Yeah. He wants no part of that.
Well, that limerick hit me like, 11 different ways in 5 lines. That was impressive.
I know, and we got 20 more minutes left in this show, so you're going to be dealing with this after the show.
I'm all up in my feelings, as everyone says these days.
Everett in Washington. Hi, Everett.
Hey, DP, 510, 210.
All right.
And I'm calling because I broke my hand, and I'm trying to figure out if I had surgery or a procedure on fixing it.
Okay. Where did you go to get it fixed?
Tuesday, and I did have to go under, but the plan was not to cut me open, and they ended up having to midway through the session, I guess. So I'm just trying to see if that's a procedure or a...
That's surgery. Everett, that's not a procedure. If you have anesthesia and they cut you, that's certainly surgery.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah. Because Todd's had some procedures. I have surgery.
Oh, you have the surgery and I have the procedure.
They've cut me open. I've had surgery.
You have had surgery.
Yeah. Yeah, see.
Is it possible that you've both had surgeries?
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Is there only one person that's allowed to have had surgery?
No. But I think Todd said that I had a procedure one time.
I think I spent way too much money on my bowel resection procedure then, and I should probably get a lot of money back.
No, you can have surgeries. You call out other people and say, well, that's not surgery. It's a procedure.
I do call people out with that. And we still take phone calls to this day, which I'm still
Well, I know, because, people aren't sure, like, what constitutes surgery. Like, when I'm under, when they put a needle in me and they put me under... And then I wake up and then I see that there's blood on the gauze of my knee. There's a priest in there doing last rites. I've had surgery. Yeah, you almost lost me a couple of times. Oh.
Paul, do you feel like you're being slighted here?
I thank you for coming to bat for me. I appreciate it. I've had 3 surgeries in 8 years.
Mm.
Eye surgery, lung, chest surgery. That's deep. Mm. And then knee surgery.
Yeah. I think your knee was a procedure your eye was a procedure. Mm-hmm.
I know you do.
Yes. Yes.
Marvin, do you have any surgery stories you want to share, or do you?
Nope, I'm out.
Well, you did have the hand reduction surgery, right? Didn't you do that?
I don't. No, I was born this way.
Are you going to try to have hand extension surgery?
Shh.
You and Kenny Pickett go in there.
Hey,
what if they mixed up the hands and you had Kenny Pickett's hands and he had yours, the extension surgery?
I'm walking around looking like a mime now.
Yeah. Let's take a break. Last call for phone calls, what we learn, what's in store tomorrow, back after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Mother's Day is coming, and mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
If you like where Mercedes-Benz has been, you're going to like where they're going. With a full range of EVs now available at your local dealer, Mercedes-Benz is turning electric completely on its head. Experience the all-electric EQB, a versatile luxury SUV that can seat as many as seven. The brilliantly advanced and superbly equipped EQE SUV, positively alive with groundbreaking technology. The inspired EQE, the electric sedan with energizing comfort features that recharge you. The boundlessly capable EQS SUV, a vehicle that takes luxury and innovation to places they've never been before. And of course, the magnificent EQS, the flagship of all EVs, delivering the Mercedes electric experience on a truly epic scale. The vehicles are all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at your local dealer or mbusa.com/EQ.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. Everyone, please welcome Coach John Calipari.
We're getting beat by 18. My first game in Kentucky. They're saying Cal's a bust. He can't coach. This is crazy. John Wall runs down the floor and makes a buzzer beater.
Yep.
You remember that, John?
That's my first game win I ever made. Remember you said you never seen me do that.
Ladies and gentlemen, DeMarcus Boogie Cousins.
I called Boogie. I'm like, yo, bro, I'm about to commit to Duke. And I hung up on him. Bro, I'm talking about, do you want to tell me how many times he called me all type of names? Bro, you really sold me out. You doing this.
Bro, I was sick. I remember that like yesterday, man.
Love you, John Wall.
Thanks, Coach. Love you, too.
You made me everything I am today.
Nah, you made me. You made me.
I love it. Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It wasn't even supposed to be
Surprising news out of the world of tennis. The number one women's player in the world announces her retirement. Now, the news might be that the number one player in the world is named Ash Barty, but she is retiring from tennis. She says she's happy, she's ready. And so 2 months after winning the Australian Open, her third Grand Slam singles title, she's announcing that she's retiring. And then you start to think about this at age 25, you go, well, that's young. And it is. But when you start to think about, she had her first professional coach at age 4. So that's 21 years that she's been playing golf with the goal, or tennis, with the goal of being able to play at a high level. This isn't where you're 13 or 14 years of age and you start playing baseball or basketball or football. She was already 10 years into it. At age 25, you know, Bjorn Borg famously retired at age 26. But I don't know if he started when Ash Barty started, because she had her first coach when she was 4. And now, and she's made over $50 million. But here she is at age 25 announcing she's retiring from tennis. She said she just didn't have it anymore. And you have to, you know, that willingness, that desire, that hunger that you want to be the best in the world and stay as the best in the world. And she just said, I'm going to retire and I'm happy with it. Yeah, Paul.
Imagine going back to your high school reunion after 10 years. Everyone's like 27, 28 years old. What do you do? I'm retired. Yeah, I'm all done. I wrapped up. But most people are just getting into their careers at age 27, 28.
Yeah. Michigan head coach Juwan Howard set to join us tomorrow. The Dodgers manager Dave Roberts will join us as well. Rob in L.A. Rob joins us on the program. Hi, Rob.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Good morning, Dan. How's it going?
Good, bud.
Hey, I've got a list for you guys. I love when you guys have been doing kind of the music list lately. I'm totally a music aficionado like you guys are. So I've got a list of the top three songs about hands for you.
Okay. All right.
All right. Coming in at number three, all-time classic by the Beatles, I Want to Hold Your Tiny Hand.
Okay. All right. Shot Marvin.
Coming in at number two, Dan, a hard rock classic by Ozzy and Black Sabbath, Tiny Hand of Doom.
All right. All right.
And the number one, giving him a little extra love because he's a friend of the show, Hootie and the Blowfish, Hold My Tiny Hand.
All right.
I would love to hear Darius kind of come in and maybe revamp those lyrics from Mark.
All right. Maybe we could work on that next time we see Darius. Thank you, Ron. This is never going away, Marv. You know that. This stays with you, just like your hands do the rest of your life.
Unless me and
Kenny Pickett,
switch hands.
Well, his are growing, apparently. Yes, Seton.
Was it Georgia Satellite? Don't hand me no lines to keep your tiny hands to yourself.
Oh, okay. All right.
Throw that in there.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
What was Clapton? Slow Hand was his nickname? Yeah, Slow Tiny Hand?
Slow Hand. Yeah. Why do they call him Slow Hand?
His guitar playing style, but I don't know the origin behind it.
But it didn't feel like he was a slow hand playing guitar. Yeah, Paul.
Too much time on my tiny, minuscule hands by Styx.
Okay.
Too much time on my tiny hands.
Never leaves, Marv. It's always going to be there. This day in sports history, Paulie.
My favorite sports history every year is in 1972, Evel Knievel broke 93 bones after successfully jumping 35 cars.
I never understood that, you know?
What if it didn't work out?
Yeah.
Successfully.
Like you could die, but you successfully jumped over 14 school buses.
He's in trash and going, fellas, mission accomplished.
Yes.
See you in 8 months when I get out of here.
Yeah. Let's see. Anything else?
In 1995, Jaromir Jagr. I just like the name.
Jaromir Jagr.
Yeah. First European player to ever lead the NHL in scoring.
Mm-hmm. Wayne Gretzky set the NHL record with his 802nd goal. Wayno's in a lot of these. Let's see. Anything else in here?
71, the Boston Patriots changed the name to the New England Patriots.
Mm.
Bad move, I think.
Mm. Carolina beat Kansas in three overtimes back in 1957. Will Chamberlain lost the game, but was named the most outstanding player. So you had him and Jerry West being most outstanding players, and they didn't win national titles. What'd you learn today, Todd?
Fab Five teammate Ray Jackson calls C-Web the black unicorn because you don't see him out in public very much.
Seton, what did you learn?
Steve Palazzolo, crazy tall.
Marvin.
My hands are still small.
Paul.
Tyreek Hill on the move?
Yeah, that's crazy. What did I learn, Todd?
You think Jimmy G stays with the Niners, especially if Trey Lance isn't ready to play just yet.
Real credit card questions require real people. Somebody who understands your issues, works to resolve them with you. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally, common sense. Thanks for the phone calls, emails, tweets, the all-around support, the hug that you give this program every single day. Juwan Howard of Michigan and Dave Roberts of the Dodgers on the program tomorrow. Hope you'll join us as well. One more item. We close out the show. Send you on your way on this Wednesday. College hoop fans, you can get involved with the action coming up tomorrow with the big tournament, DraftKings Sportsbook. Turn your team's victory into your own big win. New customers can bet $5 on any team to win. Get $200 in free bets if they do. So they win, you win. If Sportsbook isn't available in your state yet, still join all the action. They have DraftKings pools, and you can play free pools all March for a shot at your share of over $250,000 in prizes. To join a pool, answer questions like who will make it to the next round or who will hit the most three-pointers. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, promo code Patrick, and you win if they win. You have to be at least 21 years of age. Location requirements vary by jurisdiction. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook. A full list of requirements. Void where prohibited. Minimum $5 deposit. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER. In Tennessee, text TN Redline. In New York, text HOPE-NY.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.